when we allow the ethics coming from nature to be our agency or our agents of informing us, our social ways of relating become very holistic. And this then relates to how the ancient ones have always navigated. They knew about this, everything is interrelated in all our relations that we are in relationship with. We want to be in harmony with. We want to have respect for all that we take because we understand that we are an intricate part of this. And without it, we couldn't actually live ourselves. And so I find this a very beautiful model. And I go into human social ecology quite deeply in terms of how do we do it again? Intentional communities, social ecosystems as in co-working or co-living. How does it actually really work when we put syntropy, when we put the natural order, when we put the information that we get out of how life operates in and of itself, in its collaborative orientation, in its unconditional love orientation? How do we, what do we benefit letting go of and reintegrating for ourselves, but mostly remember? Because on any of this, really, now that I've been involved in it and submerging my cells and my being in all of this, this is nothing new. A lot of the languaging may be not heard before, but what we're talking about is what life's been doing for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and many, many native peoples of the earth still remember this today and have lived in these life ways for many successional generations. And so we can restore that within ourselves, and I feel that once we start understanding the syntropic nature of life, we can start letting that influence how we, as maybe people that choose to want to co-live together, how we can use those principles and understandings of how life functions again towards each other. And that field is absolutely gold, because that's where the rubber hits the road in us really bringing into being a new earth. And so when I talk about syntropic agroforestry and I talk about regenerative agriculture, and I still get excited, but where the juice really is interpersonal relating between humans. We are feeling-based creatures. We are social beings. And how do we allow ourselves to let that syntropic orientation, that freedom of expression, to really inform our ways of relating and navigating together? And at some point, for those that are interested to go into that field, that really would like to work out how do communities actually function based on love, based on all the things that we all want it to be, but how many people don't have an experience already of having co-lived, having been in community, and the unresolved emotional imprints come out, the trauma reactions come out, and the anger and the distrust and all the human damage starts coming to the surface. I have years now of very deep introspective understanding. I studied social permaculture for almost 10 years. Then I got introduced to the syntropic orientation, and it was the missing link for me to understanding human interrelationships, social ecology, which really benefits a radical revisiting, and radical in terms of where have we actually come out of this industrial age, this consumeristic age, this materialistic age that really has nothing really to do with human nature. So the study of syntropy is the study of nature. When we study syntropy in human ecology, we're studying human nature. And we go way past all the false narratives and all the cult programming and all the distorted belief systems that we've been programmed with. That is, somehow war is just part of human nature, and famine and disease is just part of human nature. But when we study human nature in relationship to life, and what the syntropic orientation is, which is abundance, collaboration, unconditional love, wow, we can start recognizing that we've been really uninformed. Yeah, we all went to the place called school. I call it deducation. We weren't raised in an interconnected level of awareness of how everything in life is working together. We haven't been taught how the intergenerational interrelationships in our human ecology function. And syntropy for me is absolutely key to understanding the natural roles and responsibilities of the elders, the fathers, the mothers, the younglings, and the interpersonal responsibilities that the grown-ups have to the younger generation. And we can start seeing the natural cycles within women, within men, puberty, all of these phases that humans naturally go through. We can start making sense out of the whole picture.